Well, Alan, a lot of talk about this game tomorrow between Donegal and Tyrone, and a lot of talk that it's a crunch game, and I suppose the reality...
Not quite a winner-takes-all, but pretty much a winner-takes-all. The side that loses the game tomorrow would find themselves probably in serious trouble. I've just got the table in front of me here. Derry are still fighting, but they need an amazing series of results to keep their head above water. At the minute, Brian McIver's team, Tom, have only got 1 point. They're away to Dublin tonight, which could be the final nail in their coffin. And even if they manage to win that game... that'll take them up to 3 points. Then they have to hope that Donegal draw with Tyrone, and then they'll have to hope that both their northwestern neighbours lose the final fixture. So it's a bit far fetched. You're looking at there's going to be one team probably joining Derry in Division 2 next year, and it could be Donegal, it could be Tyrone. At the minute, they're both locked. The running average is better by 2 points, just -2 to Tyrone's -4. So the one thing it looks like, if the team that wins will get on to 6 points, the team that loses will stay on 4, and then the only way that anybody else can get dragged into the equation is in the case of 3 or more teams being on 6 points at the end of the day. Then it comes down to scoring average, so then it could get kind of very interesting next week. But I think a win for Rory Gallagher's team tomorrow would leave them with 9 toes in Division 1.
I think the general consensus is that Donegal are slight favourites for tomorrow's game, not only on the back of their performances in the league this season, but their great record in McCool Park as well, and a recent good record against Tyrone.
Donegal haven't lost actually a game at McCool Park since 2000, game against Down, where Donegal got to extra time and were eventually undone by a late goal from Brendan Coulter as Donegal crashed out of the qualifiers in cross with them. And Down went the whole way to the All-Ireland final, only lost them a point to Cork. Jim McGuinness, his time in charge, Mickey Hart 3 times, of course, in the Championship. But the last time, I suppose, the side met in the league, that was in Omagh 2 years ago. Michael Murphy won't need reminding. He was sent off that day, as was Neil Gallagher, as Tyrone ran out winners.
And in terms of Donegal's form this season, it really has been up and down, I suppose. Having said that, a bit like Tyrone, other than against Monaghan, promises have been reasonably encouraging.
Absolutely, yeah. And I suppose both managers will say there's a lot of... ifs and buts, really. Neil Gallagher spoke about during the week, you know, if Donegal had taken the chances against Dublin, they might have got something against Monaghan at home. Donegal didn't play particularly well, but still the game was there for the taking. And even down in Kerry, Donegal led at one stage in the second half there, Tom, before going down to a 2-point defeat. Tyrone will feel the exact same. They led Monaghan the first night before it was getting turned around the second half. Then they had a very good win away to Mayo and Castlebar. They drew with Derry at home, a game they probably were fortunate enough to draw in the end up. Conceded a last-minute goal to draw to Dublin, and then lost their way against Cork their last time out. They lost their point. It was 17 points to 2-10, but Tyrone were in a very strong position in that game, 3/4 of the way through, but just couldn't get over the line.
And of course, in 6 weeks' time, they're going to be meeting in the Championship. Is there any hint from either camp that that's a concern and that there's going to be a little bit of shadow boxing?
I'm not too sure. I think maybe in an ideal world, Mickey Hart and Rory Gallagher would like to do a bit of shadow boxing tomorrow, but I think at the minute it's Leeds must and Leeds Division 1 status, and holding on to that status is really the most important thing. But I suppose if you look at Tyrone this year, like, you can see what they're doing. They've kind of laid out their stall quite early. I think that game in tomorrow and May 17th, you know, they're going to come and defend in mass numbers, a little like Monaghan did here in Letterkenny. Donegal, Rory Gallagher has, you know, stuck mainly to the same, maybe 18 or 19 players. There are 2 changes tomorrow. Just Martin Kew and Martin Michael Henney make way for Frank Woodland and Owen McInnes, who both missed out in Kerry last time out late in the day with Frank Woodland had flu, Owen McInnes failed the late fitness test. But, again, it was kind of a need must approach from Rory Gallagher, so you kind of know what team he's playing, but maybe tactically-wise, there's a couple of things they might be working on behind the scenes.
Yeah, Mark McHugh, obviously carrying a knock and hasn't recovered because he's seen to be an automatic choice in the last couple of months since he returned.
Yeah, of course, like Mark McHugh had like an excellent year in 2012, and Jim McGuinness really found a place for him, and then that team, it was unbelievable, that sweeper role. And then, of course, last year he decided to go to New York, so he missed out in the Ulster Championship and the All-Ireland final, but he's back this year. And in the league, really, it's a bit like Jim McGuinness, too. Mark McHugh never played such a defined position. You know, he kind of would play more in the half-back line than that. So, but I suppose he knew himself coming back, Tom, that he was going to have to fight for his place. And just this week, Frank McLennan looks good. Like, he's got a club in that jersey. And, of course, like, Frank McLennan's been an excellent servant to Donegal football and remains one of the first names you put on your team sheet.
And with the return of Frank McLennan and Owen McNeilis, Donegal are stronger than they were in Kerry.
You could say they were, I suppose, because both Owen and Frank were named to play in Kerry. And just but for, incidentally, as I said earlier, Frank McLennan, I think, picked up a bit of a virus or a flu overnight, and Owen McNeilis failed a fitness test. So, in an ideal world, they probably would have started in Kerry, as it was. Martin Hugh and Martin McElhenney both come on and done pretty well. Martin McElhenney actually started the game, was taken off after receiving a yellow card, and then reappeared late in the game as well.
Any fear among followers and supporters of Donegal that maybe, you know, Donegal struggled against Monaghan, a blanket defence, and it's quite clear that Tyrone are obviously very much parking big numbers back in defence since that first round defeat to Monaghan?
Yeah, that's a very fair point. And I suppose, like, against Monaghan and Letterkenny, the Donegal team, they were very eager to hold on to possession. And I suppose for a little while, you know, that was maybe understandable. But then people started getting a little frustrated that they wouldn't maybe just take a risk, you could say, Tom, and maybe just bomb in a ball on top of Michael Murphy and see what the break takes you. So I think Rory Gallagher would know well that this is the sort of challenge you're going to face, especially in the Ulster Championship. And Tyrone, as I said earlier, they've really put out, you know what they're going to do, you know what they bring to the table, and they've shown that emphatically, especially on their away trips this year to Castlebar and Croke Park. So maybe it's something that Donegal are actually working on behind the scenes, as I said there. So tomorrow you wouldn't know how much of they want to give away in that particular front, because it's going to be a bit of a dogfight, I'd say, tomorrow. You know, it mightn't be one for the purists, and really it's all about getting the results.